between. The syphilitic seemed tremendously dignified, erect, eyes straight ahead. I saw one stand on a curb at the corner of Meridian and Washington Streets one time underneath an overhanging clock which my father designed. The intersection was known locally as the Crossroads of America. This syphilitic man was thinking hard there at the Crossroads of America about how to get his legs to step off the curb and carry him across Washington Street. He shuddered gently, as though he had a small motor which was idling inside. Here was his problem. His brains, where the instructions to his legs originated, were being eaten alive by corkscrews. The wires which had to carry the instructions weren't insulated anymore, or were eaten clear through. Switches along the way were welded open or shut. This man looked like an old man, although he might have been only 30 years old. He thought and thought, and then he kicked two times like a chorus girl. He certainly looked like a machine to me when I was a boy. I tend to think of human beings as huge rubbery test tubes, too, with chemical reactions seething inside. When I was a boy, I saw a lot of people with goiters. So did Dwayne Hoover, the Pontiac dealer, who is the hero of this book. Those unhappy